From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Friday, January 6th. We start today with wet weather. A powerful storm moving through California this week left thousands of people in the North State without power. Many have since had power restored, but some living in Butte County Ridge communities are still in the dark as of this morning. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
More than 8,000 customers in the North State lost power during the storm, according to Pacific Gas and Electric.
Most of these customers are in the mountain communities of Butte County, Paradise, Magolia, Forest Ranch, and Cohasset.
That's PG&E spokesperson Paul Moreno. He says conditions on the ground have made it difficult for crews to get into affected areas to survey and repair damages. Saturated soil following a series of recent storms make trees more vulnerable to toppling in high winds like those that swept through the region last night. Localized flooding has created other problems. Moreno couldn't estimate how long it will take PG&E to restore power to Ridge communities, but he said additional resources are being brought in to bolster the company's efforts.
We do have additional crews that are coming from other utilities, such as Southern California Edison, and even utilities in Canada are sending help to assist our local crews.
Another major storm is forecast to hit the region this weekend, and the utility expects more outages, which could last for several days or more. Moreno cautioned that people who encounter downed electric lines should call 911 and stay well clear of them. Fallen lines can electrify objects and the ground around them, creating an electrocution hazard. People can check the PG&E website for current outage information at pge.com. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Forecasters say the worst of the current storm has passed, but more wet weather is on the way. Unhoused residents in Chico used the slight break in the rain to try to fortify their encampments from flooding, saying they need more aid to stay safe. NSPR's Alex Dutson has the story.
After days of heavy rain and strong winds, Chico unhoused resident Ashley Threewitt is happy her tent is still standing.
Even when our tent is squished, what we notice is that we're still dry. So the water's still diverting away from us, and that's more important.
Threewitt camps with her husband at a city-sanctioned campsite in Chico. The site is a hard dirt lot, now littered with huge puddles and collapsed tents. It's one of three sites designated for unhoused residents in the area. Residents at the site say they need warmth and supplies to deal with flooding. Threewitt says many need heavy-duty stakes to keep their tents secure in the muddy ground. Earlier this week, before much rain had fallen, people living at the camp were trying to prepare for the incoming flood, but didn't have the resources.
Sandbags would be a huge help. People are attempting to dig their own trenches, and they're doing the best that they can, but sometimes it's not working.
The City of Chico's Public Works Department provides sand to the public, but anyone who needs sandbags must purchase their own and fill them up themselves. This makes getting sandbags a challenge for many unhoused residents. The City of Chico did not return a request for comment on what support it was providing to the sanctioned encampments ahead of deadline. The city does partner with local nonprofit Safe Space Winter Shelter to provide overnight shelter in local churches. But Safe Space does not have a daytime location. Executive Director Hillary Crosby said Tuesday they have hit their capacity of 35 people, with some flexible overflow beds available this week. The rain and wind are forecast to continue through the weekend into next week. For now, Chico's unhoused residents are doing the best they can to prepare and endure with limited resources. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.
Looking at the weather outlook, Courtney Carpenter is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. She says we should see a break in the wet weather today, and then
the storm train keeps on coming. We are looking at two additional atmospheric river storms, the first one Saturday into Sunday, and then the second one Monday into Tuesday.
She says that Monday-Tuesday storm will be the wetter of the two. In the past 7 days, the Sacramento Valley has received between 2.5 and 5 inches of rain. Large rivers like the Sacramento and San Joaquin have not flooded during this storm. But smaller rivers have seen flooding, like the Cosumnes near Elk Grove. This river, like many in the state, has levees to prevent overflow. But as this storm system rages on, some of these levees have broken. Helen Dalka is an associate professor of Integrated Hydrologic Sciences at UC Davis.
Some of the levees that are protecting residents that live nearby rivers are very old. You know, some of them have been built decades ago, and we haven't really invested that much funding into upkeeping, just even checking the status of these levees.
She says the state needs to be more proactive in addressing aging infrastructure. Other discussions have suggested moving these levees back, giving rivers more space when stream flow is peaking. A succession of atmospheric river storms prompted Governor Gavin Newsom this week to declare a state of emergency. The order helped speed up deployment of needed resources. And finally, Governor Newsom will take the oath of office today outside the state capitol in downtown Sacramento. As Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports, Newsom's second term will be marked by challenges, which he may be able to leverage into a higher office down the road.
Newsom won the race for California governor, but much of the attention he's received in the past year has been about his potential candidacy for the White House. The governor insists he's not going to run for president next year and that he'll serve all 4 years of his governorship. Political strategists say Newsom's presidential prospects depend on his performance this term, which will be his last in the governor's office because of term limits. Rob Stutzman, a Republican strategist who worked for former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, says voters will want to see results on big issues.
This is his opportunity to try to implement things that are important to him and his vision. And we've seen him try to make strides along, moving us off of fossil fuels.
The pandemic complicated many of Newsom's first term goals, but the state budget has yielded massive surpluses, a trend that appears to be reversing, says Democratic strategist Steve Maviglio.
He's been playing Oprah and handing out money to everybody who needs it in the state of California. And now it's going to be the opposite. Things are going to get cut. You're going to have to say no a lot. And that's never good for a politician.
Both strategists say if Newsom can make major progress on big issues like homelessness, it will help his future political ambitions, whatever they are. Nicole Nixon, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Friday, January 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.